Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
19-year-old Stephen Spader is in a New Hampshire state prison this morning, serving day one of a life sentence for the brutal murder of Kimberly Cates and the attempted murder of her daughter Jamie in a machete attack. It was a crime that horrified their town, tiny Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, last year. For the jury in Nashua, which found Spader guilty, it was a short deliberation yesterday. Then the judge in the case, Jillian Abramson, delivered her life sentence.
I could go on for days and days and days about the depth of your depravity, but it is sufficient to say that you belong in a cage. For that reason, I am sentencing you consecutively to the maximum penalties to ensure that you stay in that cage for the rest of your pointless life.
Kimberly Cates' husband, Jamie Cates' father, David Cates, was in court for the trial, along with his friend, Mount Vernon, New Hampshire selectman John Quinlan, who joins us this morning. John, thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning.
In court yesterday, David Cates told Stephen Spader that for what he did, no prison sentence is long enough. Do you agree? Do you think that justice has been served in this case?
I had a friend of mine describe it to me once, and he basically said, unfortunately, there is no true justice. I mean, we live in a society, we have a criminal justice system that deals out punishment to perpetrators, but there's nothing that can fix this. Kim Cates is dead, and she's not coming back, and I agree with him. There's no way any sentence could in any way fix this situation. I know a lot of us feel that, you know, the death penalty should at least have been an option, and there is a little bit upset about the fact that it was never even possible. But even if he had been given a death sentence, that wouldn't have been true justice either.
Mount Vernon is a very small town. The last census recorded fewer than 2,400 people there. What are you hearing in the community? How is the town reacting to the verdicts and Spader's life sentence?
For the most part, people are a little bit relieved. Of course, they're relieved that he was convicted and that he will be going to prison. There's also a sense that it's kind of a continuing drama that they kind of wish at this point would start to fade in the background. You know, people have been living this for more than a year, and I think most of the populace has come to grips with it and has ready to move on. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily mean for David Cates and Jamie Cates, because obviously they're going to have to live with this for the rest of their lives. But the community is happy to see that part over, and I think it'll be even more happy when the rest of them are dealt with.
In moving on, I'm wondering, has this horrific incident affected the sense of security in town?
I think it did. We'd live in a very small, isolated, rural community, and I think some people perhaps had a bit of a naive notion that being out here, that you're safe from everything that goes on in the rest of the world that you might only see on TV or hear about on the radio. And I think, you know, for some it was a wake-up call that, you know, even out here, bad people can do bad things. But I think that was certainly an initial reaction that a lot of people have gotten over. But I wouldn't deny the fact that a lot of people, you know, had a sense that maybe they needed to be a little bit more responsible for their personal security. I think it was more of a wake-up call and kind of shook a few people out of maybe the dream world they thought they were living in.
In the trial, David Cates thanked members of the community for helping him and his daughter, Jamie. What have townspeople been doing?
Well, Kim and Jamie hadn't really lived here all that long, they had, you know, had an impact. This is a small community, and basically everybody knows everyone, and they had quite a few friends in town, and there was a great response when all this first occurred last October, but people, even if they didn't know them directly, were trying to give them whatever support they could, and there was a strong group of friends they had in town that all rallied around them. And the town has really reacted tremendously. I'm very proud of how the populace has handled this whole thing. And like I said, there's been no limit to the amount of help and good feelings that people have been willing to give the Cates. And I think you know, I'm not going to speak for David because obviously I cannot, but I think he truly appreciates everything that's been done for him. And like I said, the town's just, the populace as a whole has just been tremendous throughout this.
Stephen Spader, of course, was convicted and has begun a life sentence, but the case isn't closed. Another of the defendants, Christopher Gribble, who's also from Brookline, New Hampshire, like Spader, is about to go to trial next year. How hard will it be to hear all that gruesome testimony again?
Well, I was at the trial for most of the time, and it is extraordinarily difficult to listen to. Not just the physical evidence, you know, the photographs, the description of the wounds, but I know personally it was most difficult listening to the testimony of the two co-conspirators basically give you a window into the way that their minds work, and that was the scariest thing of all. It is difficult, and it's mentally exhausting, but it's something that has to be endured, and knowing that the facts aren't going to change for the Gribble trial, I'm sure the trial will proceed much the same way the Spader trial did. It'll be difficult to get through again, and I think that's my greatest concern for David and Jamie. Is I know David was very stoic, and he wanted to be there at the trial for Kim's memory, and it's very difficult to listen to all that day after day. And but it's something he knows. This is like the last hurdle he has to get over, and then slowly, this whole incident will fade into the background, and him and Jamie can get on with their lives.
How is Jamie Cates doing?
Unbelievably well. She is a very dynamic, energetic girl, and she's interested in a lot of things. And it's just amazing how she's been able to carry on with her life. It's just she doesn't let anything slow her down, including any of the controversy, any of the bitterness, and all this trial concerns. She's just basically put it to the side, and she's just getting on with her life, and it's truly amazing how she's been able to do that. She's very courageous and very determined to live her life.
John Quinlan, selectman in Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning on Morning Edition.
Thank you.